Former Titans All-Pro Mark Mariani, presented by Sold by Mariani on 104.5 The Zone.
NHL on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Will Bowling with you today until 6 o'clock. And we're going to talk some NFL action right now. Mark Mariani, presented by SoldByMariani.com, joins us now. What's up, Mark?
Let's go, baby. I don't know what your guys' clocks say, but mine says happy hour. It's almost the weekend.
Must be nice.
No, Siri, I don't want to talk to you. We got to land this thing, man.
You're in Eastern time zone? Is that what you
are? Hey, listen, I don't keep that close of time, but I can smell when the weekend's on the horizon, and it's coming.
Are you interviewing for the Tennessee head coaching job? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it sounds like anybody can have a crack at it. That's what the AD said. So, I mean, I got some qualifications. I was a two-year coach at Lipscomb Academy. Let's go, Mustangs.
I know. You coached the wide receivers. You had, like, two receivers in your group. That was before Dilfer came.
Hey, we threw the ball, like, four times a game, and we set every passing record at the school, okay?
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the state championship game against CPA, I think they ran it four times.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, a lot changed real quickly.
Dilfer, a different mindset. So we were talking during the break. So I want Lane Kiffin. Will Bowling doesn't want Lane Kiffin. You said he brings energy.
Hey, listen. I see what this guy can do as an offensive play caller. And, you know, I'm not one that holds grudges. I'm not one, you know, that I know he got in some trouble. I know he left and dumped the program after a year to go to USC. I get it.
Dumped is a good word for it.
I get it. But I don't hold grudges. And at this point in the program, you know, I've been in Nashville now for 10 years, so I'm surrounded not only by the SEC, but I'm you know, just by association, I got to be a UT fan. And it's gone through some troubling times, okay? And you got a guy who's taken every program he touches and done some good things with it in the last few years. Give the guy another shot, Will. Why are you holding on to this grudge?
Look, because the baggage he has does not justify hiring a coach who was 35 and 21 between Tennessee and USC. Like, if he had Hugh Freeze's resume – and had the wins over Saban that Hugh Freeze had without the NCAA stuff that Hugh Freeze has had and has the baggage, I'd be okay with it. I just don't think it's a business decision of does the baggage outweigh the talent, and I don't think it does. And he's got a lot of talent.
Is Hugh Freeze even eligible?
No. Well, no. He's not a possibility.
So let's talk about who's on the table here, because I, you know, if Belichick was available, we'd want him there too. It's like I
what about
it,
Montana? Who's the Montana coach these days?
Oh, you know, my coach Bobby Houck went back and coached. He left and tried to chase. He tried to chase it, but he realized quick that Montana's his home, and he's back, man. They're creating some big things back up there. I mean, similar to UT, we've gone through some rough years. Okay, so we need to get back on that mountaintop as well.
All right. Well, so two big games on Sunday. This is going to be fun, man. And I love how these matchups have aligned with the veteran quarterbacks in the NFC and the young quarterbacks in the AFC. I think this is going to be a fun weekend, man.
I echo that. Just the matchups that we've gotten and the way this season has played out, how hot the Buffalo Bills have been down the stretch. They've earned the right to be here. Kansas City, I personally think Mahomes, you know, is more ready than we think. I think those tests were probably NFL protocol, and they probably took it easy on him. But at least from the outside looking in, I've seen a lot of guys get dinged up, and it just looked like it wasn't a big one. And I'm not understating any of those things, but I just think he'll be at full speed, ready to throw that thing around the yard. And in the NFC, I don't think I mentioned this on the show, but somebody on this show placed a wager on Aaron Rodgers to be the MVP back in May. So those were good odds.
You're like, such a Derrick Henry hater. Listen to this.
This was in May. Okay.
Okay. So but here's the thing. CJ came on the show, Chris Johnson, yes. CJ2K. And here's what he said a few weeks ago. He said, Derrick Henry should win the MVP, but he won't. Aaron Rodgers will win it. And Derrick Henry will be named Offensive Player of the Year, which he said makes no sense to him. Like, how are you Offensive Player of the Year when another offensive player wins the MVP? But that's what they do to running backs, he said. He said, yeah. I didn't win an MVP. Derek's not going to win one either. And Derek was named NFL Offensive Player of the Year by the Pro Football Writers Association yesterday.
Yes, because he's a savage. And I said this was in May, which was leading me to my point of I'm stoked for the game at Lambeau Field. But you're right, and I think – you know, as much as I love our boys in two-tone blue, I think you take Derrick Henry off this football team and you see a much different
– You got problems.
Yeah, you see a much different two numbers and a dash behind our name. So it'll be a different record and a different season without him. But, you know, I totally agree. I think they need more consideration. And I also think that, you know, it was the same thing with Josh Allen. If he had, you know, six more games, he may have gotten hot enough to get it. But it's kind of it's the buildup, it's the press, it's all of it. I get it. But no one can convince me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve it this year. Not that Derrick Henry doesn't, but I'm just saying. So anyways, I love the matchup of him against the GOAT, Tom Brady. The Bucs absolutely whipped the Green Bay Packers in Tampa this year. That game spiraled out of control. So you're right, Brent. These two matchups are going to be so fun. And, you know, we deserve this as NFL football fans, man. It's been a heck of a year, and now we're going in. And I think the kickoff is at 2:05. I can't freaking wait, man. I am so jacked for this.
Happy hour going to be early on Sunday?
Oh, very early. Very early.
Mimosa hour.
Maverick goes down at 12:30, and you'll just hear the right after that.
That's pretty good.
That was a really good John effect. I mean, that wasn't like that even one? Like a real beer.
Maybe I have one sitting here. You guys will never know.
There you go. Hey, before we dive further into those matchups, what do you think about Dean Pease coming out of retirement and going to Atlanta with Arthur Smith as defensive coordinator?
I mean, you know what? I think this happens a lot. I think taking a year off, getting your ducks in a row, it happens to a lot of guys. Clear your headspace. And, you know, I'm jealous, to be honest with you. I am interested to see who we will hire here in Tennessee, but kudos to Arthur Smith, dude. I would love to have been in that conversation. What a sales pitch that guy made. I mean, and we saw what Dean Pease did to this defense with the same personnel as last year.
Say love it. No, we're good. Let's take a quick phone call real quick about that topic. Dean Pease to Atlanta. This is Aaron next up on 3HL. Aaron, what's up, man?
How's it going?
We're good.
So my question is, if we let Dean Pease go after all the good he did here in Tennessee over him having control of the defense, I wonder if we're going to have problems getting another good defensive coordinator in here, because they're going to want to have more control, and it sounds like Vrabel's not going to let them have any of that control. I just wonder what you guys' thoughts on that were.
I think Vrabel's going to call the offensive plays and the defensive plays. I think
that's what's going to happen. Well, I think first it's time ever. I think that's obvious. I think any great defensive coach that's even on the table is going to hesitate when you know that Vrabes is going to want a lot of control of that room. But I think we talked about it last week, and you guys weren't here, but I think Vrabel has got to look in the mirror and go, I got bigger fish to fry sometimes, and we regressed. You know, we gave him the kudos he deserved 2 years ago when he was pulling all the right strings, making all the right calls, all the clock management things, but we regressed in some of those decision-making things this year. It got us in trouble a couple of times. And I think he needs to just go, hey, listen, I want to be an influence during the week and during preparation. But if he wants to get some savvy, experienced coach in here, he's going to have to give up some of that control.
Well, Aaron asked about the pitch too, that you make. And I think even though it's been two offensive coordinators, if you're trying to get a coordinator on either side of the ball right now, Mike Vrabel's saying, hey, I've already created or helped create two head coaches in this league, and Arthur Smith and Matt LaFleur. Spend some time in my coaching factory and see where you end up on the offensive or defensive side of the ball. I think that certainly applies more to the offensive coordinator position, because whoever his OC is going to be is going to be the head coach of the offense. But I think if you're looking for a pitch, like Aaron, the caller asked, that's the pitch you make on either side.
Well, yeah, and I think you're right, but I also think it's going to be a way different dynamic than, you know, with, let's look at Arthur Smith in Atlanta. He calls Dean Pease and says, it's your defense, do whatever you want. I'm not going to say anything, and I'm not going to have, you're going to have all control. You can do personnel, whatever. And you know, he brings in Dave Ragone as an OC. You better believe Arthur Smith is going to have a lot of control of that offense and maybe even call plays or whatever, however it shakes out. And that's the same thing here.
Yeah,
that's the same thing here. So it's a little different dynamic. And, you know, Vrabes, he's got a little bit of a ego is the wrong word, but he wants to keep control and he wants to have a say. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how this all shakes out.
No, I think 100% that's the right word.
Well, I mean, it's that ego can have some kind of a negative thing sometimes. And I'm just saying he wants that control. It's his defense.
It's just matter of fact. There's no negative.
You've got to have a healthy amount of ego to be a head coach in the NFL.
No question. No question.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to these games. Buccaneers at Packers, man. I love what Aaron Rodgers has done this year. He said, you know what? You guys are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. Well, guess what? I'm going to go win the MVP, and we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, and they finally get a game. We finally get an NFC championship at Lambeau Field, and there's going to be no one there or very few people there.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a dogfight, man. I have been blown away by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially that defense. I always want to say Devin Bush, but Devin White and Lavonte David are absolute savages. Lavonte David and Devin White are flying around. They're making every play. It's just, it's been so fun to watch. I think it's the number one ranked rushing defense in the league.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, and I mean, they are just monstrous. So that is going to be a challenge. And, guys, I watched every snap of that game in Tampa Bay this year against the Packers. They flat out got after Aaron Rodgers. So all that to say, I am on the Packers. It'll be fun with Tom Brady and his weapons, but I just love what Aaron Rodgers is doing, man. He's taken he's got Devontae Adams, obviously, who's an all-world wide receiver, but he's taken a bunch of these role guys and made them absolute – playmakers. He's got Valdez Scantley. He's got Aaron Lazard. And he's got these guys making plays, and they got a running game. And don't sleep on this defense either. So anyway, I like the Packers in the tundra, but I mean, this matchup, I mean, if this doesn't get you fired up, you're talking about the wrong game here. This is going to be a heavyweight matchup.
Let me go into the AFC Championship game. Mahomes, as you said, got cleared. He announced that he got cleared from concussion protocol. Does have something going on with his foot, though, may be a concern. Buffalo red hot. Love the way Josh Allen's playing right now. They've got zero run game. They ran 27 consecutive plays to start the game last week. Passes, all of them.
And how massive of a contrast is that to week one of this year, or the first quarter of the season for the Buffalo Bills? Yeah. I mean, you never saw that. I did not see that coming, that they are just going to throw the ball 90% of the time. They have been totally a smash mouth football team, punch you, smack you, play defense, grind it out. And now they're just blowing up the scoreboard with their passing game.
It's like when Rocky started the fight left-handed, remember? And then they was like, now, and he switched to right-handed.
That was not their season.
It started whooping everybody's ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If I had a blood in the water pick, Mark Mariani, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would go Buffalo Bills money line.
Well, listen, I'm glad you brought that up. We can have that conversation right now, because I wouldn't step on this microphone with these AirPods. I wouldn't step onto this show without a locked and loaded blood in the water pick. And it, for those that listeners, they know the rules. For all you newbies, it has to be an underdog. It has to be a money line plus value bet, if you know what that means. And to be honest, guys, I got one for you. And I believe that all the talk about Bills Mafia is just that. It's talk, bro.
Uh-oh.
You want a plus line bet? Take the Chiefs -7.5 for +195. Let's go. They're handing out money, baby. This is all they care about. They won the Super Bowl last year. They're coming back for it. They got all these guys banged up. But guess what? The one thing that we keep overlooking about the Kansas City Chiefs is this defense, dude. This defense with Tyrann Mathieu and all their the back end of this defense, they get after the passer in the middle of the offensive line. And I'm telling you, I love the Bills. I've lost a lot of money betting against them this year. But I just think they run out of Cinderella luck this week, and I think Josh Allen has a tough time. That's just where my head's at as we sit here right now, and that's your blood in the water, because it's +195.
You have to take
the alt line, and the alt line is always -7.5, because 7 is the number you want to be at.
Yeah.
Both these games are definitely something's got to give games, and the fact that the Chiefs are 1-8 against the spread since week 9 and have not won a game by more than 6 points since week 8 versus the New York Football Jets. That makes me think they are due to get a couple turnovers and Mahomes throws for 300 plus yards and they figure it all out and it clicks. I like the pick a lot. I'm with you.
Yeah, listen, Stephon Diggs and that offense for the Bills has been making magic happen, you know, especially the last 6 to 8 weeks. But I just love Andy Reid in this situation. I think Pat Mahomes goes out there and does his thing. And these guys have been there. And so does the Buffalo Bills young team, does that show? I think McDermott has these guys playing really, really well and disciplined. So maybe that might carry them through. But I'm just looking at it and going, it's just a heavyweight fight. And I think the Bills just have a little less ammo in this one.
Green Bay, 29 degrees, 60% chance of snow. I love it. I hope we get it. All right. Sold by Mariani.com. You are presented by that wonderful organization. What you got going on?
Big company. The boss sent me down here to tell you guys, you know, big things happening in the Nashville market. Sold by Mariani.com. We're buying, we're selling, we're creating passive income streams for investors. We are now in the development world. We're developing some townhomes in East Nashville. If you're interested in short-term rentals for investment properties, give us a call. We're at soldmymariani.com. Get on there, hit me up. It goes straight to my cell phone, straight to my email. There's no assistance. There's no nothing. I'll pick up the phone and start working for you. Let me know. Nashville market's hotter than ever.
Love it. Soldbymariani.com, at MarkMariani80 on Twitter. Mark, love you, bro.
You guys,
say hello to the boss for us.
Will do. Have a great weekend, my friends. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. 12:30. That's when the party starts at the Mariani house. hey, phone lines back open. Your reaction to the week. That's what's going on until the end of the show. Former Vols reaching out to Danny White on Twitter. We've got that. Alvin Kamara, the latest. 615-737-1045.